And now this is a dictation for Carel, K-A-R-E-L, Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D, October 1651, addressed as a letter to Mary Stanner, S-T-U-N-E-R. Dear Mary, follow up for Carel, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, nephrosclerosis, small kidneys, last visit in September. Very hard of hearing, no hospital admission, uses a cane, denies falling, on Ozempic, significant weight loss from 166 to 143. She enjoys her meat and potatoes, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no abdominal pain, no changes in urination, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema, claudication, has sleep apnea but unable to use IPA machine, no chest pain palpitation, orthopnea, PND. On physical exam, very short stature, blood pressure 90-62 on the left, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no fluid, no wheezing, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema. Medication list, I will highlight bicarbonate Ozempic, still on Topamax. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, creatinine 1.22, which is baseline. Present GFR 47, low albumin, normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate 17, liver function test not elevated, anemia 12.9. She does have monoclonal protein, predominance of kappa, K-A-P-P-A. IgG type. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. A component of metabolic acidosis from renal failure, probably exposure to Topamax on bicarbonate replacement. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Monoclonal protein without defining issue. Given stability of kidney findings, I don't believe there is active compromise of the kidneys. Blood pressure in the low side but not symptomatic. Likely from the weight loss from Ozempic. She has primary amenorrhea, short stature. I wonder if she has Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R syndrome. We'll see her back in 6 months.